USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Memorial Day in America, the day set aside to remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice to protect our nation's freedoms. Non-U.S. residents who travel to Brazil within 2 weeks will not be allowed entry into the U.S. as the president has issued a new travel ban in response to the virus pandemic, which has been picking up in South America. People are getting out of their homes across our nation this weekend to celebrate the holiday. Some examples: yesterday, folks packed a bar at Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri with images on social media showing many not social distancing. A similar scene played out at a nightclub in Arizona where boxer Floyd Mayweather made an appearance. And on the boardwalk in Ocean City, Maryland.
It's really crowded. It's beautiful out. You know, it's fun. Everybody's having fun.
President Trump is to visit Fort McHenry in Baltimore today to mark the holiday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A manhunt continues as police in two states are looking for the suspect in at least one murder and another attack that left a man seriously injured.
We know that he is armed and dangerous.
That's Connecticut State Trooper Christine Jatema, who says authorities in Connecticut and in Pennsylvania are looking for 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia as the primary suspect in the attacks that, again, killed one man and seriously injured another in Willington, Connecticut on Friday.
If anybody has any information or if they see this individual, please do not approach him and call 911.
Six people wounded in a shooting on Saturday night in Daytona Beach, Florida, as police say two of them were shot directly, four others hit by shrapnel. It happened as the beach town saw a record crowd celebrating the holiday weekend after Florida started to lift coronavirus lockdown restrictions. No arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As we told you earlier, lots of people have been turning out to attractions and beaches and boardwalks again as restrictions have been loosened despite the ongoing pandemic. But USA Radio's Wendy King reports, a former government official says things need to go slowly.
Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says the coronavirus is not yet safely contained. He says on CBS's Face the Nation, people must be willing to make major changes in their lives.
We need to define a new normal. So when we get back to work, we need to get back to work differently. Narrow your circle of friends that you interact with. Try to go shopping a little less. Try to group your shopping to maybe one time a week or two times a week instead of going out every day.
He says we may not be able to fully contain the virus until a vaccine is developed. He also says there's the possibility of more outbreaks or even epidemics in some cities and states. But, he says, in the long run,
that's what we need to be focused on right now, getting the tools in place to prevent that in the fall.
And Brad Keselowski has picked up his first win in the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series season, taking the checkered flag at the Coca-Cola 600 Charlotte Motor Speedway last night. He crossed the line ahead of Jimmy Johnson, whose car was later disqualified after failing post-race inspection. And it promoted Chase Elliott from third place to second. Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick rounded out the top five. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.